That, of course, is the music of Van Halen and Eddie Van Halen. This is Chicago's Afternoon News. I'm Steve Bertrand, and we learned early this afternoon that Eddie Van Halen passed away at the age of 65. On the phone line with us is Howard Kramer, an author, historian, and former curator at the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. Howard, I was just saying it. We knew he was very ill and ill for a long time, but it still seemed like a surprising news story today.
Yeah, because he's still, you know, you think of Eddie as a young guy. He had such a youthful image, and he always appeared to be smiling and jumping around on stage. His persona really was wrapped up in that stage presence. So it's kind of hard to reconcile, A, his age. I didn't realize he was 65, and B, the fact that he's no longer here, that he had been sick so long and had finally taken it.
I mean, it was a very long illness, wasn't it not?
Yeah, he had, I believe, a couple different bouts. According to my sources, there was a throat cancer issue that had gone into remission, and then it had later metastasized, and it became several things. That's one of the reasons why the proposed Van Halen reunion tour never got off the ground, was Eddie's health never stabilized, and then, of course, it got progressively worse.
You know, he and the band were a coming-of-age band for so many of us, so the first Chicago concert I ever saw was at the old amphitheater. It was Van Halen.
That would be a really good rock and roll concert to start off. I'm telling you, man.
And how
all
funny.
The bells and whistles.
Let me tell you, Howard, how far we've come, because then all the marijuana I was smelling was illegal, and now it's legal.
That's actually a really interesting point, yes. How much has changed?
What impact did he have on music? I mean, he had the long hair. Was he one of the first of the long-haired guitarists?
Well, let's put it this way. A lot of people, when people die, it's easy to cast around superlatives about careers. Eddie Van Halen is, without question, one of the great guitar players in the history of rock and roll. Full stop. He's up there with Clapton and Hendrix and Keith Richards. He's just one of the most innovative of all times. In the later era of rock and roll, and I'm talking from the 70s onward, there were two great guitar heroes to emerge. And since then, no one else has emerged. And those two were Stevie Ray Vaughan and Eddie Van Halen. Van Halen changed the way people wanted to play guitar. He completely revitalized the instrument and revolutionized how hard rock was played. It's truly a before and after with him.
Rolling Stone put out a list in 2015 of the 100 greatest guitarists. He came in eighth between Duane Allman and Chuck Berry. But, you know, you bring up an interesting point about guitars, because I remember reading a story not too long ago that there are fewer and fewer guitar players out there. The guitar sales are down.
Yeah, I mean, in some ways we are an end game in the rock and roll era. So many of the greats have passed. Certainly this is an indication. Chuck Berry a couple of years ago, but then again, he was 90. But
right.
It's just simply a demographic shift. And, you know, younger culture discovers their own music. Rock and roll is not going away exactly. It's not like, you know, jazz went away. Classical music certainly hasn't gone away. But it's going to kind of have to reinvent itself in some ways to find a new audience. But, you know, Edward Van Halen was just a guy who was so exceptionally talented, and he brought so much to it. And there's so much about him. I mean, people don't realize that, you know, he was a biracial guy. His father was Dutch. His mother was Indonesian. He spent his part of his youth in Indonesia. He was classically trained as a musician. He's an immigrant to the United States. There is so much more about his story than just the smiling guy with a dangling cigarette who could play these monster riffs.
I'm glad you said smiling, because when you were listing off those accomplishments or the history of him, I was also thinking there was a joyfulness to him when you saw him perform.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. I saw Van Halen twice very early on, and they just were explosive on stage. And he and I'll give credit to his brother, Alex, who was a pretty damn good drummer, had this amazing sort of telepathic thing going on that brothers generally do.
Yeah.
When they play music. And he was just a ball of effervescent energy. And it was stunning to hear him perform live. He really was an amazing musician. My only regret about Edward Van Halen is he wasn't more prolific. He was so talented. I was surprised he didn't move into like movie soundtracks and things of that nature.
Alex was with him when he passed today. So was his son Wolfgang and his wife as well. Mm-hmm. Howard Kramer, yeah. I'm glad that you were able to spend some time with us this afternoon remembering the great Eddie Van Halen.
Thank you so much.
You're listening to Chicago's Afternoon News. I'm Steve Bertrand.